This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when those four students in Idaho were killed, and the suspect was named Brian Koberger, a 28-year-old student at Washington State University, it raised some eyebrows and made people do a double take when they were told he was a PhD student. PhD takes a lot of self-control, takes a lot of studying and work ethic to make it to a PhD program. So people are like, wow, you have a murderer that could be in a PhD program. Well, we have another report now. Zhu Ming Li has been arrested for allegedly trying to inject opioids into a family's home. He's a PhD chemistry grad from the University of Southern Florida. Umar Abdullah said he noticed an obnoxious smell, and he and his wife and baby daughter began vomiting. So he put a camera outside, and the camera caught Zhu Ming Li use a syringe full of fluid and actually inject it into the house. Very odd. Now, Lee is 36 years old, has been arrested for allegedly contaminating the family's condo. He was caught on camera. Apparently, the camera was hid in a potted house plant outside their Tampa home. And apparently, he loaded up a syringe, crouched down, allegedly, injected a clear substance, which I think officials believe were methadone and hydrocodone. And the family was shocked because they said he looked like a regular guy. Apparently, the family had moved to the Palm Springs Boulevard building with his pregnant wife, June 2022, warmly welcomed by other residents. But then he began receiving texts from his disgruntled downstairs neighbor, Lee, who apparently said he was losing sleep, overhearing the toilet seat move. Now, I mean, I've sat on a toilet seat, it's been in the middle of the night, tripping over the cats because the cats find it absolutely fascinating when mommy goes potty. They love being in the bathroom with me in the middle of the night. They talk to me like, hey, mommy's up, we could have eats. I'm like, no, let me go back to bed. I know you're up, but mommy sleeps at night. And maybe sometimes I might land on the toilet seat. Toilet seat doesn't really make a lot of noise. Unless maybe they're talking about the lid. So I don't know. This guy obviously has issues. And after months of complaints, Abdullah and his wife and daughter began feeling sick and dizzy. He said he looked at his daughter. Her eyes were full of tears, reported by Daily Mail. She was not crying, but her eyes were full of tears. And then a friend noticed that there was a weird smell in their house. So they called the air conditioning company. They found no issues. They called a plumber, thought maybe it was coming from the water heater. They had the air ducts cleaned, the vents cleaned, but the chemical smell persisted. Even the fire department was called to do some testing. And then, what they did is they did a sniff test. So he sniffed around, found a small crack in the corner, used a camera, and was able to find what happened. I mean, thank God nobody died with all this. But, wow. Wow. Hazmat investigation revealed a liquid chemical agent containing methadone and hydrocodone had been pervading their home. Now, Lee graduated from the University of Southern Florida in summer 2023 as a PhD chemistry student. So he's Dr. Lee. And, you know, when you see this, I've told you that there have been a few doctors who have been arrested for bad things that they've done. And we always talk about, where was the vetting? How did they get through all these years? Well, you know, it's a little harder now to question somebody as to, you know, do you have it all there? Do you have it? I mean, there's processes universities do, but if nobody wants to complain, and by the way, if you do want to make a complaint about another student, oftentimes the academic institutions need you to put your name on the line. And so many people are like, but I don't want them to come after me. How do we report this anonymously? There has to be a way for people to say, you know what, somebody's giving me the heebie-jeebies, I'm not sure. But who would have even thought somebody would be trying to poison their neighbors? Who would have thought a PhD student in criminal justice would be a murderer of four college students, allegedly? So I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter how much somebody goes to school or how much they study. And I've told you before that a criminal can be sometimes extremely smart. Doesn't mean they're good. They could be evil. But, we've seen criminals and people who are, you think that their mental health issues would stop them or manifest in them not being intelligent. And unfortunately, sometimes the smartest criminals can hide it, and they know how to hide their evil. It eventually shows. I mean, for him to go up to a door, a public door, to do this, I don't think we do enough vetting in school. I've urged that medical schools do proper vetting, especially after one threatened to kill other students and teachers. You really need to be able to have those difficult conversations. The problem is if you at all question somebody, they could, and they feel they're biased against, they could sue. So, but wow, all PhDs I know are pretty damn cool, but criminality could evade anywhere. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you have thought about what your funeral might be like? God forbid. And during COVID, that was horrible because people couldn't go to other people's funeral. Some people go, oh, man, when you die, nobody's going to be there. Nobody's going to be there because nobody likes you. And you're like, no, I'm going to fill the room. Well, if it happened during COVID, sadly, the room couldn't be filled. And not that that is supposed to be on your mind. I think you have other things on your mind. I mean, God forbid that happens to me. I'm going to have a lot of negotiation with God on what role I get. I told you what I thought the meaning of life is. The meaning of life is this is a job interview. What we do here on earth is a job interview. God's watching. And he's like, okay, I don't need you yet. You, I need. You could do some great work. You graduated. You're good.
You, Dahlia, oh, God, I really don't know where to put you. Just stay there for a little while longer. And then maybe I'll put you in shipping and receiving. I don't know. But right now, just wait there. When I need you, I'll get you. And so I believe I'm going to probably dislike the job I get up there, assuming I get to be up there and not down there. And hopefully, you know, I'll do some negotiation on what jobs God could give me to do. I would like to be in broadcasting. I would like to be in healthcare. But I also want to, you know, maybe do something, you know, for football. You know, maybe I'll get to kind of run some of the football activities up in heaven. So that's what I'm hoping. But we do think about what's going to happen at our funeral. And I've had conversations with my family on how I want my funeral to be. Now, they don't want to hear it because they get all depressed. Guys, not depressing. First of all, open bar. We are going to want to spend an open bar. We're not going to be cheap at my funeral. God forbid. And what picture are you going to put up? One of my friends died. And her husband had put up one of, I think, her best pictures. She was exquisite. And she died of a liver disease. And the picture of her was beautiful. Again, you sat there and you looked at that picture the whole time. And I'm like, do you guys know what picture to put of me? Because if they, you know, put a picture of me, like, please put, like, well, you know, find the best Facebook photo selfie I have. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give you the picture to put of me. And same thing, closed casket. I want closed casket. And I know somebody's going to say it should be open. It should be open. We should see her. And I go, well, if that's the case, this is the outfit. Well, you won't fit in it, Mom. I don't know. You're going to be bloated. Well, then here's the Spanx. Try to put the Spanx on me. Here's the makeup. This is how I want the eyeshadow to look. You know, I do like, you know, extra eyeshadow. So anyway, you know, I worry about that. So there's a concept that people are doing, which I think is brilliant, or the living funeral, where individuals who are sadly going to leave this earth and they know they're going to leave, either because of cancer or some other terminal illness, and the family has a living funeral where they actually get to celebrate the life of the person. And so rather than after the funeral where, you know, the previous ones where, you know, people talk around and they may bring up happy stories and all that, why not the person get to see it? Now, I really believe we get to watch. I mean, I really hope whatever job God gives me, I do get the day off to watch my funeral. I don't know. You know, it's really hard. You never want to ask for days off when you interview for a job. But usually it's a crapshoot if you get to watch your own funeral. But a living funeral allows there to be that, look, you know, we love you. This is what you did. This is what you did. We're going to honor you, you know. And it is, I think it could be a fabulous idea for those who want closure, not only for those who want to leave this earth and say their goodbyes to everybody, but you could get everybody in the room. You know, you could say, look, I love you guys. I'm going on a trip. Right? You know, and I'm probably not going to see you again until you guys go on that same trip. But I want to thank each of you. And this is, you guys made me who I am. This is what, and you get to thank everybody. But in the meantime, you also get honored. Look, you did this for me. You leaving me is going to leave this void in my life. And yeah, it could still be depressing, but you could do a lot of toasts. You could do a lot of drinking games. You could do a lot. I mean, I think you could actually make it a very positive experience. Now, let's take it a step further. What about an honor party for somebody who isn't dying? Too often, we don't tell our family or our loved ones how we really feel about them. Then they leave and they're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have said this. Now, we do birthday parties, but a lot of times now we just take somebody out to dinner. But do we really do where we get everybody in a room and honor them? You know, so for those of us who are thinking about our funerals, what are they going to say about me? What's going to be in my obituary? One of my friend's moms was writing her obituary and was reading it to me. And I thought I was going to cry when I heard this, but it was actually very, like, positive. She's like, you know, I don't want flowers, but I want this. And I want, you know, this is where I want donations to go to. I'm like, we all should be doing this. We all should be writing our obituary. We all should be writing these, not to depress, but to actually add a little bit of closure, add a little bit of control to our leaving this earth. And maybe it makes our passing easier. Now, knowing me, because I do this all the time, I get off air going, oh, crap, I should have talked about that. Or, oh, I told that person off, but I should have also added this. Knowing me, after that honor party or whatever, I'm like, oh, you know, I should have really said something. And I forgot this. Well, then you luckily have social media. Because, by the way, I forgot to say this. But I really love the idea of appreciating people while you have them. Now, some of you don't believe that you will get to watch what happens at the funeral. Some of you believe it's lights out. So then all the more reason to maybe have a bon voyage party. I like the idea of an honor party, even if you're not sick or ill, just to kind of tell people, look, you know, I don't know if you know this, but this is what you meant to me. This is who you are. And I understand birthday parties can do that, but not everybody gets invited to a birthday party. So when you do something like this, you can invite all the coworkers, you can invite all the extended family, you can even invite the in-laws. Now, I don't know if you're going to want the in-laws to take the mic. You know, the rule is it's all got to be positive. Okay? It can't be. But, you know, that might also help. You know, let's just put it out there. You know, before my dad died, we didn't know my dad was dying. And he kind of had it out with his sister. And his sister had it out with him. I was there. I thought it was going to be more uncomfortable. But they did it really classy, and they basically just kind of said, look, we got to clear the air. And then he ends up dying a couple months later, and I was like, wow. You know, God gave them an opportunity to make peace with each other. We don't get that opportunity. So when you see these reports of, well, they had a living funeral, some people are like, are you kidding me? How depressing. I don't think it's depressing. And then when that person does leave, you have that little bit of closure going, look, this is what they got to know, they were loved and appreciated. How many people left this earth never knowing how appreciated they were? You know, I never got to say my goodbyes to my father. My father died of a sudden heart attack. So all the stuff I was like, well, I'm going to tell you, couldn't do. Done. I mean, I tried talking to him up in heaven, but it able to do that. So, you know, for those people who are possibly having a terminal illness, I think a living funeral is a fantastic idea. I don't know if I would call it that. Honor parties, I think could be a nice term for that. And it doesn't have to be for somebody who's dying. If there's a person who's like, you know what, I don't know if we're going to see them much longer because they're, you know, going to retire. I know they do retirement parties and things like that. Say, look, I want to make sure they know how we feel about them. And we're going to do this. This way they could go on, spend time with their family, and do their own thing. And then, of course, this doesn't get you out of a funeral. You still have, because I know my husband's like, okay, oh my God, now she wants two parties. I'm going to put money aside. In fact, I have a couple friends who I've already said, okay, this is what I want you to do. And I'm going to give you money. They're like, we're going to pay for it. I go, no, don't pay for it. Don't pay for it, because you know Corey won't take the money. I'm going to put money aside. This is what you use for this. I don't need to micromanage, but I want my leaving, God forbid it happens, to be a flipping holiday. I want it to be a party. I want people to be happy. I don't want tears. I want them to learn something. I hope I instill in them a feeling of, you know, community and community service. And, you know, don't make all the mistakes I made, like Dirk, okay? Don't date Dirk. But, you know, honestly, with everything else, you know, there's... that's what I want. And so I think it's a fantastic idea. So, I don't know, think about it. And again, you don't have to call it a living funeral. You could call it an honor party. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on $200,000 bond. He later posted his mugshot on Truth Social and is now selling T-shirts with that picture. And the caption, never surrender. Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. That lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bring it, Gun Hill Road. So, here's the thing. I have been talking about AI for a while now. And I have to admit, I'm a little overwhelmed. I have my money where my mouth is on how do you even incorporate it in all the things I do. And I'm a little nervous about it because I think it's growing and it is probably one of the biggest things that's going to take over so many industries, whether it's radio, whether it's medicine. But somebody who has put his money where his mouth is to act actually show us what it does is one of my favorite people on the planet, Michael Harrison. Talkers founder Michael Harrison and frontman of I Got a Line in New York City, which I'm going to give you guys a clip of in a little bit, is here to talk about the upside and downside of AI. And you'll see and hear his new song. Michael Harrison, thank you so much for joining us.
Dahlia, Dr. Wax, it is so good to be with you again. I hope that all is well in your world. And it's fun to hear you talking about AI because it only shows how far this has gone in terms of all the different fields and disciplines that are being impacted by it.
Oh, my gosh, big time. You know, so, Michael, you know, I follow you and I follow your son. And there was a picture that I saw of you that was, you're handsome as can be already, but there was a picture that was just fantastic. And I'm like, I need that photographer. I need him to do my headshots. And it was AI. I mean, wow. It's like, yes. You know, talk to us about what you've been now experimenting with and doing.
I'm never going to have a real photo of myself, or I'm never going to step on a stage live again. Now that I have an avatar, now that, you know, we're an old band. We're all guys that are over the hill in terms of what you'd expect for a rock band. And, you know, we try to make all these pictures of ourselves. So we did it with AI. We finessed AI into creating the ultimate hip, cool, mature rock band. And the pictures are extraordinary. They look like us. But the AI has captured something that's more of our spirit and our essence. And so, you know, you could be, you know, Dr. Dahlia Wax, the super doctor. You could be dressed in a super hero costume with your stethoscope.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. You know, just amazing. But the thing is with AI and we could talk for hours about it, so I'll condense it into as short a period as possible. Like any technology, it's a double-edged sword. All technology has an upside and a downside. What makes AI more noticeable and more important is that it could be the end of everything we know. AI is going to take us gigantic leap into the future, and all the good things about computers and all the bad things are going to come down upon us. In the arts, the artists are afraid it's going to put them out of business. Writers are afraid it's going to put them out of business. Talk show hosts are complaining that AI is going to generate voices, and there'll be shows where people are talking about debating and politics and everything. It'll all be computer generated. And what's going to happen? And the final sentence of this whole discussion is garbage in, garbage out. It's just another tool. And it's a tool that, in the hands of creative, well-meaning people, can enhance their goals and enhance their product exponentially. And in the hands of bad people, it threatens to take away our privacy. It threatens to take away our trust in institutions and in credibility, and we're at a precipice. We're at a fork in the road. We're going to go maybe in both directions, and it's going to be a wild ride.
Michael Harrison, you have been, a radio icon, TV personality. You know radio. You have seen, how our industry has evolved and how it has continued to persist. So, you know, you are optimistic that I'll still have a job.
I'm optimistic that you'll still have a job because you bring to the table stuff that is inherently you. It is your personality. It is your diligence in keeping up with things. But it's also your ability to connect the dots and come out with original ways of looking at things. So much of what goes on in the national conversation, in the dialogue we hear on radio, the music that's being pumped out by the music industry, it's pap. It's talking points. Mm-hmm. It's the same old, same old. And in that area, some of the people that make that stuff might lose their jobs. But in terms of, I don't think that AI could have created the Beatles or Frank Sinatra.
No way. It can
duplicate them now. We could make new Beatles records. We can make new Clark Gable movies. We can do that. But none of them will have the essence of the real thing, and they'll only be as good as the people who are sitting at the keyboard. You know, there's still people who are programming these things. So I don't know. Are you worried about it? Are you concerned?
Not with you at the helm, man. You're still my captain. So as you know, I follow your thumb. If you say thumbs down, we're in trouble. But you have that thumbs up. That's my compass. Now, Michael, your Gun Hill Road group and you being lead vocals. I'm such a fan. I'm a groupie. I want Daniel to play a clip of your latest work, I Got a Line in New York City. Daniel, do you have that? Awesome.
I Got a Line. In New York City, in Off-Broadway's smallest show, I tell the star, slumped at my bar, sorry, sir, we're about to close.
I love that genre of music. And, you know, Michael Harrison, I think it's a story of a young Marlon Brando. If you look at the imagery on the video, yes. And for those of you, you've got to go on YouTube and find I Got a Line in New York City. I am going to repost it on my Twitter or my X and Facebook. Talk to us about your latest hit.
Well, the music is organic. There's not one fake mm-hmm. instrument or one fake thing. My teammates, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, and Brian Coonan, and me, Michael Harrison, are Gun Hill Road. I'm lucky to be with these guys. They're better musicians than I am. We have endeavored to make something, and my son Matthew Harrison, who is a producer and mm-hmm. an artist and a Renaissance man, we created all the visuals for this computer fever dream about New York. Visuals are created with AI, and it's sort of an alternate universe look at New York and all these characters on Broadway and this actor who was modeled after Marlon Brando, but he looks different in every picture because the AI has different angles on Marlon Brando, and it's full of Easter eggs. There are some guys that have two right hands. There's one guy that looks like Jimmy Durante wearing an earring. If you've ever had a lucid dream, you know that you can't read anything. The text is all garbled, mm-hmm. And clocks are garbled. So all the signs on Broadway, they're like garbled. You can't, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. And yet the colors and the imagery, stunning.
Yes.
I challenge any artist to be able to do it instantly mm-hmm. when we finessed the software into doing it. So basically, if people go to I Got a Line, IGOTALINE.com, IGOTALINE.com. Spend 4 minutes. The music is great, but the imagery is man and computer blending together to create things that are like stunning. And you know, you could watch it over and over again. That's the project, and it's very experimental. And I think you could tell I'm very proud of it.
I
don't mix any money with this stuff in the music business anymore.
No, but it actually shows us, you know, what it could do. And I mean, as I've said, you know, you've always, you know, you talk about it, but you've actually experienced it. So, you know, you coming on my show is always an honor. We're coming up on break. But Michael Harrison, you know, I love you. You have been amazing. Such a huge support, not only for me and my radio career, but for, you know, everybody in the field. How can, again, people find out more about you, talkers, and the video?
Well, the video is at IGotALine.com. IGotALine.com. And I'm at talkers.com. And you, Dr. Dahlia Wax, are a national treasure. And
thank you.
It's always an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Love
so
you,
much.
Michael. Can't wait to have you back. All right. Be well.
Be well.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like to get on a scale. I never have. Even when I was super skinny, just don't like to know my weight. Well, what happens? What would happen if you go to an airline and they say get on the scale? Now, some of you are like, I love it. I am a lean 112.
or as a male, I am a lean 172. Okay, that's nice. Good for you. And, yep, get on the scale, but get on the scale for me. I don't like scales. Well, airlines have been flirting with this for a while. And there's a couple reasons for this. One is fuel costs have gone higher. Two is these planes were designed for X amount of weight. And as people do not like the limits of the weight with suitcases, then where else are we adding weight? Well, the flight crew is usually pretty skinny. And as obesity is now close to 50% in some populations, average 30 to 40%, planes are starting to look at where can we cut the fat? No pun intended. And as weight adds to fuel costs, could cause safety issues, airlines are like, what's the best way of doing it? Now, I think there was some criticism when somebody decided to, I think they had the check-in counter bird's eye it. And that could lead to a lot of criticism because somebody could say, wait a second, you thought I was 180 when I wasn't? Now, I'm telling you right now in medicine, we're pretty good at bird's eye. We're pretty good at looking at somebody and figuring out their weight. I understand there's, you know, muscle weight, water weight, but we could pretty much get the kilograms plus or minus 5 to 10 if they need kilograms. So, but one airline is going to weigh you. Now, it's not in America yet, but American Airlines or airlines in America may consider this. So Korean Air, we're being told by South Korea's primary airline, Korea Air, has announced on its website the new requirements from the country's government. Korean Air is going to be measuring the average weight of passengers along with their carry-on items for flight safety. Now, when you try to look at the page, it says page not found. So there's, I think, you know, maybe, and I don't, that doesn't necessarily mean they're taking it down, but maybe they're kind of looking at how it's being worded. But apparently, airlines, you know, do have weight limit regulations. And so in order for them to decide, you know, who to have on the plane, weights may play a role. Now, somebody could say, well, why don't they just ask you to fill in your weight when you book the ticket? Well, how many of us are really honest about our weight? Yeah. Now, we're being told it's a temporary initiative. It's meant to gather data for the Korean Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport. It's going to affect only those, I think, traveling domestically out of Seoul's Gimpo International Airport. And it's going to be for a short period of time, August 28th to September 3rd, and then Incheon International Airport between September 8th and September 19th. They say when they board, travelers are going to be asked to step on a scale with all of their carry-on items. The data is going to be collected anonymously, so nobody knows exactly, you know, what Dr. Dahlia weighs, and shared into a larger data pool to reflect the overall weight of everyone on board. Neither the flight attendant nor the traveler will see the weight displayed anywhere. But passengers can still opt out. Just tell the agent, I don't want to. They say Korean Air passengers will be asked to step on the scales with the carried-on items at each boarding gate. Now, you see, I kind of like that because I could say, sorry, it's my carry-on item. Yeah. You know, because I'll take out my contacts. I'll take out, well, I don't wear contacts anymore, but I used to do that. Before I got on a scale, I'd take out the contacts, take out any hair clips, you know. So a similar initiative was done by Air New Zealand. Between May and July 2023, passengers checking in for an international flight at Auckland Airport were asked to step on a scale. Now, some of you could say, okay, well, what's going on here? If they're not doing it daily, then how useful is it? Well, I think you can come up with averages. Remember we had an issue with our seatbelts on a plane, and they said that the regulations and the standards for our seatbelts were from the 1960s, when people were built differently than we are now, because we got bigger. And so we don't necessarily have to have day-to-day, You know, these planes and fuel and all sorts of other regulations can be dealing with limits where they go, okay, if we're going to have 200 passengers, the average weight is going to be X, Y, and Z. Now, if we have 77 passengers, this will be the average weight. But it sounds like they need to now start figuring this out. And so airlines in America may have to do the same. Because, again, can you really use the South Korean population as representative of the American population? Now, I know people don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want, but, you know, we do have an obesity issue. And if nobody is telling people that they are overweight, are they going to do something about it? And I'm not saying you have to sit there and tell somebody they're overweight, but when a medical provider, you know, has talked to patients about weight, they've been accused of fat shaming. So we can't say, hey, you being over 200 pounds is deadly for you. We can't say, look, it alters plane dynamics, and we have a very overweight group of flyers right now. We're going to have to do some things. And so, you know, I think slowly we're going to see some countries be a little bit more abrupt about it. Now, I like the idea of employers being involved with incentives, saying, hey, you know, we're going to help pay for gym memberships, you know, and I love the idea of there being options and you know, giving people choices. But the one thing that I think we've really lost sight on is people think exercise is a choice where, you know what, I don't think I'm going to work out today. Exercise is not a choice. You're supposed to be moving the whole time. Our bodies were designed to hunt and gather. We had to get off our asses every morning when we woke up. Well, instead, what are we doing? We're getting up and we're going to the computer. Then we're going to the couch. Then we're going to the potty. We're going to the computer, the couch, and then bed. Sometimes we're going to the car. Are we walking to work? Are we walking to the store? Are we walking, you know, at work? Are we? People aren't even leaving the house. Are we getting sunlight? Are we getting vitamin D? And we've made this all choices. And I get skin cancer is scary. Crime is scary. People get hit by cars. I understand that there's threats outside your house. But your weight is your threat. And I told you guys, even if you don't want to go outside and you don't want to go to a gym, walk in your apartment. You know, anytime the weather is bad, I'll work out inside. Dance. Put on a favorite song and dance and shake your booty. You don't have to do Richard Simmons or Jane Fonda or whatever, but come up with your favorite song and dance. The dog and the cats will love to. I know I have danced in front of the cats, and the look they give me is, please, God, make this stop. But I like to annoy my cats. I really do. You're going to see me shake my tushy. This is how mommy dances. You don't like it, go bye-bye. Well, if they don't like it, they go upstairs and pee on something of mine. So, you know, what I want you all to do is, you know, get a kind of an accurate, realistic grasp of what you weigh and what you probably should weigh, and do little baby steps, whether it be dancing, walking the dog, doing more chores around the house. But you got to get up and move. 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.